That is the kind of thing I would eat in college.
Greetings, Apropossian. Buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts.
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
Hooray!
Oh, God, we actually did the thing.
Yeah.
Like, without James laughing through the entire thing, or me laughing through the entire thing, or somebody forgetting a step in the process.
We've got if our you would like to submit together. A fast file.
Oh, my God.
Go send to AON.
Please send 5 emails to James.
I mean, the worst things have happened to better people, honestly. Yeah.
What are we drinking?
Somebody put cider in front of me.
Yeah.
I feel like this is your story.
We're drinking Duluth cider, because, yeah.
Yeah.
They do good stuff. I have a pineapple sour.
Oh, that's not my thing. 3 times over.
Yeah, which is
only listed 2 ingredients.
Yep, which is a semi-sweet cider, a fresh splash of juicy, bubbly pineapple with a kiss of sour-style tartness.
Oddly sensual.
A little bit.
Yeah.
What do you got, James?
Same thing Jenna has.
Oh, what do you two have?
So we have the cactus candy, which is I don't have much light on this side. Can you read it?
Prickly pear and agave cider, gluten free, semi dry.
Yeah.
Made with fresh pressed apples, absolutely no artificial flavors.
All right, shall we
juicy,
dilute cider
pink,
this?
Pink prickly pear. And naturally sweet agave.
Well, that's...
Huh. It does taste like candy. It tastes like Pop Rocks.
Oh, this is fantastic.
It's not sweet enough.
Huh.
If you're going to call something candy, it should be sweet, and this is a semi-dry, and now I am just mad on principle.
Huh.
I'm still going to drink it.
This is less sour than I thought it was going to be, and it just tastes like pineapple.
And if I have a snort?
But I love it.
Huh.
All right.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's ridiculously
good.
That's
like pineapple juice in cider form.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
No, I win.
Why would you ruin cider like that?
Because it's by adding agave and prickly pear. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm calling it candy.
I mean, okay, I'm angry about that.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
I own the rest of the 6-pack, so I will taste it later. But
right, but for the benefit of this audience.
Right. I will not be having a sip of that pineapple.
It's not fair, because I still have the pineapple.
Yeah.
And the pineapple is a very strong acidity and stuff like that.
Sure.
So when I took a drink of that, it was just a liquid.
Okay, sure. Huh.
In my mouth, you know what I mean?
Huh.
Yeah.
Like, I needed a bite of cheese or something in between to cleanse the palate, because I didn't get anything out of that. I still just had
tonic water left there.
Yeah, I just had about something while I do this.
I didn't even tell you guys. I just did this thing without your permission, so take that, fuckers. But I got AON podcast associated with Deezer now. So if you listen to your podcasts on Deezer, you have to actually apply to have it pull the feed on Deezer.
Oh,
you've said Deezer like 5 times
now. It's like
now,
Spotify,
it's the band that did My Name is Jonas.
Don't confuse him. That's Weezer.
That's Weezer.
No. Deezer is another music and podcast app.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, cool. It's a combustible gel fuel.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, so I've got that added to Deezer. So if you are using the independent app,
I don't even know what
Deezer,
the fuck he's doing.
That continues to promote independent music. They're also now we're there too.
Right.
So
I think that's excellent.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
No, that's
yeah.
That's okay.
Are you getting Pop Rocks from that the way that I am?
No.
No.
Huh.
No, weirdly, I'm getting cactus.
I'm getting kind of that agave.
I'm getting cactus and agave, and it's not sweet enough to make its claim. What I'm mad about.
I have an agave syrup for making cocktails with. To use instead of simple syrup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it tastes like. It like tastes like that agave syrup.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
I get that.
I'm not getting Pop Rocks off of this at all.
Sorry.
You are the weakest link.
We knew that.
Yeah, this is not a surprise to anyone.
So anyway, yeah,
We're on Deezer now.
We're on Deezer now.
Who names this shit?
Joe calls it Deezer Nuts.
Oh, I am just shocked.
Yeah.
Oh. Again, who names this shit?
I don't know. But it was a name that was available. There's a lot of names
There's a lot of good names that are available.
Also,
somebody sat
check
down
out
and went,
our podcast
Deezer.
On Gribber.
That's what I'm going to do.
On Fold
Flurfter
Burr, and as always,
well, apparently Twitter's available now
on Hat Block.
Please just let it die. Can we just let it die?
I okay.
Yeah, I love that it's everybody's now, like everybody else's ex, you're gonna think about writing something to it at 3 in the morning.
God, yeah. I mean, that's accurate, but like...
Fuck.
Reactivate my account just to be like, I miss you! I'm sorry, I love you! I'm sorry I used Threads! Oh, God. It meant nothing to me!
Yeah, Mastodon meant nothing to me, right?
Oh.
Christ.
Actually, so I do have a Mastodon account that I don't use for anything other than...
Mastodon.
Same.
Oh, can I finish mine?
Yes, sorry.
Other than I am linked to Reverend Matt, so I get his daily monster updates. And there is an account called 1 Hour Red Panda. Every hour... they post a new Red Panda picture.
Well, these are fucking outstanding.
And that's all I really use it for. I think I've got, like, maybe 3 friends on there that, like, occasionally post.
Now I gotta...
That's it, though. And it is delightful.
Yeah.
Because there's no drama on my page, because there's no fucking people on my page. It's just streaming.
That sounds ideal.
It's lovely. It's lovely. Yeah. Highly recommend having an account where you can just stream nice, fun things. Yeah.
Fill your brain holes
with adorable red pandas every hour.
That's my memory of early Reddit. That's also my memory of early Facebook, but then it just got shat up.
Anyway. Yeah. Now you can go somewhere.
Mastodon is a brilliant concept rock band, and they fucking
are you gonna tell him or am I
tawdry-ized the name for this fucking social media thing, and I'm upset about that.
You are aware. All right, okay,
yeah,
I'm angry that everybody was like, Mastodon is awesome, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yes, they are. And everybody's like, it's this social media thing. And I was like, fuck you. Fuck you. Go listen to some Mastodon, because they're great.
I honestly think that you should make a Mastodon squared Mastodon, and then you should post links to YouTube videos of Mastodon the band and nothing else.
Except that would give credence to... the social media.
No, it's giving Mastodon. Credence is a different band.
No. That's,
no, fuck, that one was good.
That was.
That was actually
You're
good.
Missing guess, two-thirds of the name, however.
I'm going to give them points for that one.
No. I definitely right. concede. That was solid. That was absolutely solid. That having been said, no, I will not give them the platform. No. Also, go listen to Mastodon, because they make rock music about knights and fighting dragons. And
hell yeah!
You know what? I think the animal is really just upset with everybody on all fronts.
Did you know that one of the reasons one of the things that Jefferson tasked Lewis and Clark with? When they were exploring the Louisiana Purchase, is one of the things that he hoped they would find were mastodons.
Oh.
And like woolly mammoths and things like that. And here's why.
A lot of Land of the Lost.
Here's why. It was religious idea at that, a religious concept at that time, that God created all creatures, mm-hmm. and God would not allow one of his creatures to go extinct.
Sure.
And so, therefore, a creature that no longer existed had to exist somewhere.
Sure. Mm.
And so he was hoping they would find woolly mammoths.
Right around the time they ran out of dodos and passenger pigeons.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So that's an interesting little tidbit for you, is one of the things Jefferson hoped they would find was woolly mammoths or mastodons. Huh.
So he was hoping to prove God through woolly mammoth?
Basically.
That's
it was the idea. It was not so much prove God,
Thomas
but prove
Aquinas
a,
Jefferson.
But prove a doctrine, not a doctrine, a concept,
dogma.
A dogma.
Dogma.
Sure.
Dogma.
Yeah. Sure,
we'll go dogma. That's about as close as we're going to get here. Hmm. Damn. Hmm. That actually reminds me. There was a meme where some lady was like checking out at a register, like getting food or something, and the cashier was like, your total comes to $6.66. And she's like, oh, I don't like that. Better throw another corn dog on there.
Yay.
And the quote is, and here's this woman out there fighting Satan with a corn dog. Yeah. Like,
just stupid.
Little does she know, corn dogs are Satan's food.
Actually.
All that and the cake.
Last night, I had some corn dog bites. And, like, in the middle of the night, I was cramping, and I was like, ah, son of a bitch.
Satan's food.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so for the last week, I've been solo parenting the past few days, because my...
Han solo parenting.
No, not at all. Because my wife and her sister were in Canada.
Canada,
our home and native. I watch Hot Truth, so I know this. Anyway, they were in Canada because it was their birthday, and they're twins, so it's the same birthday.
Is that how that works?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
So
long have they been twins?
For the last 7 years.
Oh.
Because leap years are every 4 years and twin years are every 7 years. So they went to Thunder Bay.
Land of twins.
I thought we were
happened
the land
to be there. They
the
happened
city
to be
twins.
There.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, while there's a busker festival going on, which is what I'm actually going
to
talk about.
Yes. I knew where this was going.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And that's why we have Duluth cider, is because my wife passed through Duluth on her way to Thunder Bay and consequently returned the same way.
That's a hell of a consequence. I like it.
Like you do. They were up in Thunder Bay, Ontario for this busker festival and their birthday. But, you know, level of importance. since she was in Canada, she brought home some stuff, gifts, if you will. Apparently, there is a place called Sleeping Giant, which is a peninsula that you can see from Thunder Bay that looks like a giant laying down on its back, sleeping. And there's a place called Sleeping Giant Brewery.
Oh,
in Thunder Bay. Yeah, you can see where this is going, obviously. James, why are you surprised? By the way, their artwork... is on point.
Okay.
Google Sleeping Giant Brewery in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one in Colorado.
Okay.
There's a Sleeping Giant Brewery in Colorado. Huh. That is not the one we're talking about. We're talking about the one in Ontario. The difference is a .com versus a .ca.
Right. Yeah, we're not talking
already
about...
made this mistake.
Sleeping Giant, the social media network we're talking about.
Yeah, so no, fuck that place.
Sleeping Giant, prog rock.
But go check out Sleeping Giant Ontario Brewery and look at their artwork, because it's pretty rad.
Okay.
So she brought home some stuff, and she also brought home other illicit objects.
Ooh.
Illicit objects.
All
right, everybody.
Shit, I'm concerned.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Be cool.
Oh, shit.
That means you at home, listeners. there's no hope for me.
Everybody be cool.
Yeah.
I have contraband.
What?
I have an item
That is not legal.
Oh, my God. Oh. I'm glad you're not telling the entire internet.
Okay. Well, I mean, we're going to keep it quiet. Oh, shit.
Oh, you fucking lawbreaker, you.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Dear listeners, I hold the highly illegal object.
Kinder Surprise eggs.
Oh, the U.S. government is going to come down upon me.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You're going to have to destroy the evidence.
You're going
to
swallow the toy?
All of the things that are dangerous to children or dangerous. I have a box of three.
Oh, my God. Yay.
So if either of you choke to death, don't.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
But yeah, no.
It's a lot of responsibility for me.
Firearms, completely legal in this country. Kinder eggs, not so much. Which shows you how fucked up things are.
Yeah.
But yeah, these are our Canadian Kinder Surprise eggs.
I'm gonna shake this in front of the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a joyful chocolate maraca.
So, all you listeners, be cool!
Be cool!
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna ratchet out to the fuzz.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, well, that's why we gotta get rid of the evidence here.
You are now all our accomplices.
Okay, so I just pop this entire thing in my mouth and...
Yep.
God damn it!
Okay.
Close your eyes and swallow whole.
I had a date like that once.
Yeah, close your eyes and think of England.
Yep.
Think of Canada.
Think of British Columbia, yeah.
Oh, God, this smells so good.
Okay. So it's got a little seam. Do I pop the seam?
Mm.
Oh, I just... Ooh.
I'm okay.
No!
Yeah.
What the hell are you... Okay.
Ooh, what have we here? I got a little person.
That tastes like real chocolate.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it is, yeah.
Somewhere, our one listener with misophonia.
That is good.
I wouldn't be surprised if we had more than one, honestly.
Well, okay, we're going to have all of them with misophonia after this.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
So anyway, go to Canada, and you too can have Tim Hortons and Kinder Surprise eggs.
I got a little person, and then, like, is she a skater?
I got a photographer.
Hmm.
I think mine does it, like, surfer or snowboard type thing.
Mine has a camera sticker.
Oh, that's neat. Now we're just playing with toys.
Oh, absolutely. No, my wife came home. She was very proud. She was like, I broke the law for you.
Amazing.
That's how you know it's a solid
relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, she also went... I'm going to actually get this back on the rails here.
What? I'm very confused already.
She went to this Busker Festival in Thunder Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently, that's a thing that they have. I guess it is finally coming back after COVID lockdowns and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it was less well attended this year.
I'm sure.
But apparently, as she puts it, Thunder Bay is similar to if you've ever been to Superior, Wisconsin.
Okay.
It's kind of got that industrial port feel to it. But she was like, but there's fewer Sconnies, so it's better. but a similar kind of feel, that kind of blue-collar industrial port city. And they have a busking festival every year.
Hmm.
And apparently there was a bunch of music acts that were doing, like, folk music. And there was... some storytellers, and apparently there was a taiko drum group that she said was very good, and some stilt walkers, and I wish she was here to tell it, because I, you know, this is all secondhand information, obviously, right. But...
this is definitely not an American toy.
No. It's got big old dick.
It's actually the...
Congratulations!
Yeah, no, shit. What?
Mazel tov!
What is that, a monkey with a big old penis?
Well, yeah. It's
I dropped my board.
It's an airplane yoke for steering.
Oh, yeah, it's steering with its big old dick?
But it definitely looks...
Oh my god!
A little fucking suspect. That's for sure.
Oh, you won! You got the best prize. You got the best toy of the three of us.
I can't make mine go.
Oh, yeah. Like... No. Mine has a tiny propeller and everything.
Yeah, James won. James got the monkey with the big dick.
Come here, my rubber orangutan.
Hey, no, my rubber orangutan.
No, yours is a plasticker.
Oh,
yours is a plastic chimpanzee.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's as close as that one's going to get.
Oh, wow, that's super good.
Yeah, but dear listeners, if you live in, you know, this relative area and are looking for something to do in the middle of summer, hop the border, go into Thunder Bay and go to a busking festival.
Yeah.
Because it sounds kind of rad.
Yeah. It definitely is.
I was saying there was apparently the stilt walkers, but instead of having spotters, the stilt walkers just had they were dressed as old ladies and they just had giant walkers.
Yes,
which is fucking delightful.
Stilt walker walkers.
Oh yes, doctor, stilt walker.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. No, check it out. It sounds like a good old time.
Yeah. Nice. So.
But otherwise, yeah, I was home with the kids. The kids did camp, another camp. And my son won an award.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. So the previous week, we had been up at camp. The week I was gone, we had been up at camp in the Boundary Waters. And one of the things we did, I mentioned on the podcast, was my son and I did the daily, like...
Science fact.
The nature notes is what it was called, where we hung out with the naturist and learned about the names of different plants and trees and birds and stuff like that. So apparently, my son gets to this new camp, which is here in Bloomington, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And one of the days, they go to the conservatory or something like that.
Oh, nice.
And my son apparently was like, and that's that, and that's that, and that's that, because he had just learned all of that.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the week, they have a couple awards. One of them is like the friendliest camper award, and one of them is the wilderness award for the person who is just like all about nature. And my son won that award.
That's awesome.
He's super impressed everybody with his knowledge of different plants and stuff like that.
Yeah. Congratulations.
So, yeah, he was super pumped.
Yeah. Understandably.
Super, very, very proud of him. Also, speaking of my son, he and I are now green belts in Kung Fu.
Oh, dang.
Yes, we got our green belts now. So, if anybody wants to pick a fight with me, let me just say I will stand in front of you and do forms really well.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. I can still kick your ass.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%. No, we haven't done any sparring or anything like that, but I can do some kung fu forms really well.
Everybody was kung fu forming.
So, yeah, super proud of my son.
Nice.
What have y'all been doing?
Well, I had tech last night. I've basically been... getting ready for the move, which happens this coming weekend. And getting ready for the show, which opens this coming weekend. Because I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But Duck Washington asked, and so I said yes. so yeah, I was either prepping for move or rehearsal. There was no in between.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night was tech. So my job is done at this point. And the rest of it is all up to Duck, which means it's going to be awesome despite my best efforts.
Indeed,
but,
yeah.
But no, it was really nice to, there's a lot of tech in this show and we didn't have, anybody to call it, which can be okay with Fringe if you've got the right technician, but there's no way to know which technician you have until... you show up.
Yeah, because
so,
Fringe, yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't find someone, and it was just like, well, fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
And we get there, and eventually the tech opens the door to let you in. And my first response to this person was, oh, thank God. Because it is the person that runs the vast majority of the tech for the Twin Cities Horror Festival.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah, Duck and I were like, oh, hey!
It was either going to be somebody we knew really well, like, through Horror Festival, or it was going to be, like, Stefan.
So, Jenny is our technician. Sure.
Not Stefan, but still, like...
Yeah.
She opened the door and we're like, oh, I was like, oh, thank God. And it's not like the most tech heavy show. Like, it's not like, oh my God, you're all going to die. But like for Fringe, like I said, it could be tech heavy to the wrong tech.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got everything set up and then we get up there and Duck had already put all of the audio together in the right order with the right cues and fades and everything in, I think it's called QLab. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't use it, but okay. And Duck was like, okay, here's the USB drive and it's got all of the files individually. And then also here's everything, like here's the QLab profile all set to go. And Jenny was like, yes.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Like, really fucking on top of
shit. Yeah, just, like, popped that in, and there was a bunch of cues. And obviously everything was going to have to get set for levels and things
like
that.
Sure, yeah, but...
But there's a thing. She had to adjust something to get the files to come in appropriately. So while she was doing that, I was hanging out with the other tech, Alex, going through lighting stuff. And, like, I showed up, and I was like, okay... These are the looks that I want. Like, I've got about 8 different looks that I set up, and I was like, these are the ones that repeat and all of this. And we talked through the different looks, and he was like, all right, I think I'm getting a vibe for this. And so we just started at the top of the show and ran through and got everything set, and I just went, I want this one again. We just kind of named them as we were going through, and then I was like, and then back to focus, and then back to main, and then back to side, and then back to, like, you know, all
back
of that.
Back to focus. Now back to your band. Now back to me. I'm the...
Back to reality.
Stage play that your boyfriend could be. Yeah. All right.
Okay, sure. So he and I did that, and then once, like, as we were doing that, Jenny got everything set up for the audio, and she just started going through and making a best guess at levels, and then we got the light set, we got the sound set, we went through the script, and we went, here's this cue here, here's this cue here, here's this, got everything marked on the master script, and then instead of doing a cue to cue with Duck on stage, we just... ran it.
Oh, sure.
And like, I could tell Duck was like, we're not going to do a cue to cue. But we just ran it and almost everything was just right. Mm-hmm. Like just fucking spot on. And I was super proud and not at all distracted.
yeah.
Nobody heard it. That's fine.
I heard it.
Okay.
You should be proud. That was awesome. Yeah. Like, you got that you got that shit knocked out real quick and real well and professional. Mm-hmm. And
thank you. I'm watching everybody play with their toys, and I'm like,
I was just more amazed at how much your toys are you.
That one, yeah, that one is pretty...
Wait until you see how James this is.
That's so James.
Monkey dicks.
The propeller was you, and now it is even more you. I mean, she's got a big old gun?
It's a camera.
Camera. Okay.
It's a cannon.
It's cannon. Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
I squash you in the face.
So yeah, we just did a run.
Mm-hmm.
And Doc had a photographer that was taking pictures during the entire time.
Woohoo.
And every, like, we ended up, as we were going through the run, every once in a while there would be a cue that was really loud, and I'd look over at Jenny and she'd be like, yeah, I know. And all right. Just adjusted that on the fly, and then there was a fade that would happen too fast, and I look over at Alex, he's like, yep, I got it. And, like, it was just, we were able to adjust so much on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
Got to the end of it, and there wasn't a lot that needed adjusting, but it did need to happen, and that was gonna happen. I was like, okay, I've got, these are my 3 things that I don't think we actually touched on during this, and I want to rerun.
I did not make eye contact with you.
Yeah,
you know,
like I didn't get the eyes, so I'm not sure. And like, out of the three of them, like, two of them were already done.
Nice.
So it was just like, okay, well, I'd like to refocus on this one. And I want to rerun this scene because I want to make sure that we're getting that Duck is getting the feel for the timing on this, yeah. Like all of that stuff. It was so smooth. It was so efficient. We started doing like lights and sound at like 6:30, and we finished getting everything set and checked and on the master list by 7:20.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
it's so nice when everyone knows what the hell they're doing.
I know. It was so pro. Right? God damn it!
Well, when you come in with like, here's the things we need and what we're going to do, and
yeah,
you just like, can go.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. And you're not trying to write the whole damn thing in the moment.
I mean, Duck basically handed them everything all set for the audio, just not the levels.
And yeah.
I already had all the lists and everything. Mm-hmm. And I always try to see how much I can do in how short a time during tech. Like, it's like a little personal challenge goal of mine.
This could be hard
and
to beat.
I fucking succeeded here.
Yeah.
It was roughly 30 light cues and 30 sound cues.
Okay, that's not tiny.
Yeah, and you did it in effectively the show's runtime.
Yep, exactly.
Brilliant.
Wow. Well,
yeah. I mean, and I am saying, like, that was all before we did an actual run, but, like, we got all of the prep and all of the stuff set before we ran the show. We did do it in less time by a few minutes than the length of the show itself.
Jesus.
So,
yes.
Real fucking proud of myself on that one.
Yeah.
As you should be.
Yeah,
go
makes
you.
Sense.
So,
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, thank you.
I give you accolades and,
yay!
You know, bow before you and you're a genius.
Okay, well, now I'm getting a little uncomfortable.
See, we got you right to that point and now we're going to back off.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there's that, and then it's just been more moving, more getting things ready for moving, and all of the rest of that. Oh, God. When will it be done? The answer is...
about a year from now.
Right. Well, yeah. The truck shows up on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Duck show opens on Friday.
Holy fuck.
Timing.
This is the thing. I wasn't going to do Fringe this year.
I wasn't
going to do Fringe because Joe was moving in.
Yep.
Sucker.
And then there were like maybe three people that could have asked me to participate in their shows in any way, shape, and form. And Duck was one of them.
Three of them were Duck, yeah.
And yeah. Three of them were Duck. So, yeah, I just, well, all right, this is what we're doing. And I was like totally upfront. I was like, look. I have a partner moving in to a place that I already live in, which means I have ideas on where things need to go.
I have feelings.
I kind of need to be there to, like, we have movers, so that's great, but I need to be there to point.
Also, point. I love being old enough for movers.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, I know it's not your first rodeo with movers, but...
No.
Yeah.
It's
good. Sing the accolades of...
Well, and as we all get older, as human beings, it's hard to lift and carry stuff, and pizza and beer just doesn't cut it like it used to.
Nope. Yeah.
well, yeah, you're like, oh, I brought pizza and beer for everybody, and they're like, no, nope, gluten-free.
Yeah.
Nope, lactose intolerant.
To be fair, if I'm bringing
casein allergy
pizza anywhere, it is already going to be dairy-free, gluten-free, because that's how I roll, motherfucker, and I live two blocks away from a Luce.
Well, there you go.
But... yeah, like, it's just, like, when you're younger, you can bribe people with pizza and beer, and a sense of community is really the big one,
and it's
but also
time,
pizza
but...
and beer.
Yeah.
But as we get older, and we're more likely to throw our backs out, or break something, like, that's not enough compensation anymore.
Yeah. It's
you ruin somebody's IKEA couch, and that's 50 bucks.
No.
You ruin somebody's fucking heirloom china.
I appreciate that I'm at the point of my life where I can, like, actually put money aside for things like that. It is not saying that I wouldn't have totally gotten movers when I was younger, just, you know, when we're less dirt poor now. And so I appreciate that. I'm just, like, in the moment of, like, oh, look how far we've come.
Yeah.
I see.
Oh, God.
Excuse yourself.
That was, wow. Yeah, what for you at home, Jenna just opened wide.
Use the fart cupboard, yeah. Jenna.
We don't have a fart cupboard anymore.
I know.
We moved. Can you isolate that for future use?
How many rusty cemetery dates do you eat a day?
Oh, wait, hold on.
You're bad at this.
You're not supposed to talk. He's trying to isolate it. Do you want me to do it, like, Salsa?
Jenna needs to do that, sweetie.
Yeah.
You suck. And I love you.
All right. Cut it. We're going to tape.
I'm hoping that most
best
of that is
podcast ever.
I'm really hoping so most good. Of that is cut for your listeners. Because, damn.
There is some poor person. There is some poor person out there that, like, this is nails on a chalkboard them. And we just spent a good 2 minutes just wigging them the fuck out.
And the thing is earlier we were talking about the chocolate. Morning. And we were just like, yeah, somebody's into this. Yeah. And we just... removed all the goodwill.
I was gonna say you need to like add an ASMR tag and then put a content warning tag at the same time at the front.
To be fair, some of that is
I'm thinking of the people.
Yeah, we don't generally. So maybe you should. Okay.
I'm gonna go drink this drink.
Okay.
Not with you.
Yeah, you must have also started us off talking about your Canadian shenanigans.
Canada! Very fun.
Yeah.
See? That's why we're friends. It's like we're sisters.
Other reasons why we're friends. But also that.
Yeah. Wig sharing programs.
I suppose.
Not those fucking Tories.
We already talked about this.
Yep.
I need to stop with your obsolete political party jokes.
This is the second off-air callback that happened on the podcast.
I can't be relevant, I may as well be whatever I am.
You're already whatever
irrelevant.
You are.
Exactly.
Irrelevant is the opposite.
And I am
being irreverent.
That.
Is Jenna a reverend then?
Yes.
All of us are.
Oh, my credentials are beautiful.
Oh, okay.
That's a very...
He pulls something out of his pocket.
I was going to say, like, that's like a...
Look how gorgeous that is.
Okay, that is quite lovely.
It is very pretty. Okay.
It's very shiny and sparkly.
Great for a podcast.
Moving on.
What are we doing? I don't even remember. So, show opens this Friday, and Joe moves in on Saturday, and I die on Sunday, I guess,
And on
my weekend's
seventh
plan.
Day.
Yeah.
She delegated rest to someone who could afford to do it. That's...
Oh, shit. That might be the most accurate thing you've ever said.
That's why I'm a reverend.
So that's pretty much my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been up to.
Mm-hmm.
Come out and see the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'll plug it again later.
Absolutely.
When I'm supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So, James, what have you been up to?
Oh, my God. kind of a lot. But also... Oh, shit. All right.
What's a sticker?
Something was discovered.
Ha-ha!
So,
stickers.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
Did Rayleigh take it?
No, it's right here.
Okay.
Yeah. Saturday was Abby Dab's birthday. Abby Dab of Booth fame.
Yeah.
A certified sweetie pie. It was Abby's birthday, and so we got kind of a nice dinner. I've never been to Crave before.
Oh yeah, Crave's great.
But they've got a small menu, but it looked like everything was pretty great. So yeah, I ended up getting a sushi roll for Jax and myself, and they got some appetizers for us.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we went to go see Haunted Mansion for Abby's birthday.
Okay.
And let me tell you, it was pretty great.
Yeah?
Like, it's not going to be the best movie you've ever seen, but I'd say it's a B minus.
All right.
Yeah. Because there was...
That's the grade I gave you earlier tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Third callback.
So, Haunted Mansion is based on the Disney Parks ride.
Yeah.
And it's the third Haunted Mansion movie.
Wait, what?
It's the third Haunted Mansion movie. The first one had Eddie Murphy in it, and that one was fine.
It was, that's the one I know about.
It was okay. And then there was a Muppets Haunted Mansion.
What?
I did not know about this.
What? Say fucking what?
Yes. And let me tell you, it is worth seeing.
The okay. Fucking what?
Yeah. So watch that. And then the third one stars one of the actors who's a police officer on Knives Out, was where I recognized him from.
Okay.
He's done a shitload of other work, of course. But it's also got Danny DeVito, Jamie Lee Curtis, Rosario Dawson,
sure.
On and on and on. And I was expecting to not enjoy it. I went in with very low expectations, and those okay. expectations were exceeded.
Okay, good.
That's
good.
That's what I have to say. You know, if you enjoy the ride, there's going to be more for you there, because there are lots of, like, little nods to it.
Okay.
But, honestly, it's a gorgeous movie.
Okay.
Like, visually, it's really good. And then the acting is weirdly excellent.
Huh.
Way, way better. Like, swung... they tried to bunt, and they knocked it over the fences.
Okay.
It's fucking great, right. as far as the acting. I would say if you have a Tuesday free, go catch the, you know, $5 or $7 something movie. Yeah.
Yes, also what happened.
Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
Is Madame Pigoda.
Yes.
How have I not known about this?
I don't know.
I don't care what you're talking about. This is more important.
Yeah. Clearly.
I mean, I didn't know about this either.
So. Yeah. Muppets. Yeah. Well, it came out in 2021, which makes
sense. And it's got, not Will Forte, it's,
Will Forte?
Not, it's not my particular fort. but the, he's not that loud.
Arnett?
Will Arnett
yes.
is the one I'm trying to think of. The voice of Lego Batman and many, many other things is in it, and he's fucking great. So,
of course. Yes.
It's fucking Danny Trejo in it.
Yes, it does.
In a Muppet movie.
Yes. Yeah, it's worth your time.
So, when I was a kid...
when I was a young warthog...
One of the things I learned, one of the things my mother said that stuck with me is, you know you've made it.
Mm.
You know you have made it
mm-hmm.
when you appear on Sesame Street.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that some of the, like, Danny Trejo in a Muppet movie.
Yes.
Like, he has fucking... made it.
Yes. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Muppet Haunted Mansion. I didn't know about this.
I wholeheartedly recommend it. Because when you went to...
We went to Disney World.
You rode the Haunted Mansion?
Yeah, we went to the Haunted Mansion. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a Muppet version.
Yes.
And now I'm angry about that fact.
Well...
There was no Muppets in the one we saw, but... Now I want to see this. I really want to see this now. Sorry.
Are we just going to stop the podcast
that
right
is
here
what I got
and go watch
the whole
a fucking
last
movie?
10 minutes of what you've been talking about has gone just nowhere because I am focused on the fact that there's a Muppet movie that came out in the last 2 years that I didn't know about.
In the meantime,
and I'm angry about
that. I also saw the Barbie movie. And let me say, fucking see it. It's worth your time.
It's absolutely something I am chomping at the bit to see, and I haven't had the time.
I
know the longer I don't get to see it,
mm-hmm.
it's more and more is going to be spoiled for me, and I'm just frustrated because I can't go.
Salsa, what unimportant comment do you have about the Barbie movie?
Can I watch the Muppet one first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
That one's fine.
Oh, now I want a Muppet Barbie movie.
I'm a Barbie pig in a Barbie world.
Yeah, you have to know.
No, in a Barbie wig.
Is that song in the movie?
I'm a Barbie pig.
There's a remix of it.
No, the internet has been all over the internet. Because apparently they wanted to use the original and somebody said no. Like, apparently, and it's an argument between did they say no, you can't use our music, or did somebody on the production side get the whatever?
I don't know.
There's this big kerfluffle over why that song wasn't in the movie, but they did get a remix.
Yeah.
For it.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is.
Because you're still stuck on the Muppets.
Also that.
Yeah.
This is a whole lot of I don't care. Like, No. What I'm saying is, there's everybody's like, this is why this didn't happen. And I'm just like, it didn't happen. So I just.
Jenna, this
all
is new
I
information
to
me, and I appreciate it.
Okay. But, you're welcome.
I'm just saying, the fact that there is all this speculation all over the internet, it's like, who fucking cares?
See, this is why you and Joe get along.
Yes.
And why James and I are off in a corner playing with the internet.
Sure.
Because we're like,
yes. This is why I have finally gone off Facebook, is because I don't fucking care.
It was shockingly deep, and I'm reevaluating my life as a result of seeing this movie.
I've heard that from a lot of guys.
Probably not going to have that effect on everybody, but it probably is going to have. I want to say it's going to be about 49 to 50% of the population. So there's that. And then on Sunday, I did not do a booth thing with Jenna this week.
No, I was doing tech.
How dare you?
I know. What the fuck? She was busy.
To be fair, this one's on me.
Yeah, so Jax and I babysat a couple of kids and took them to the zoo.
Did you see the red pandas?
We didn't. We did see
you have failed as babysitters.
Okay, I understand, but also we went to the Como Zoo.
Oh, I don't think they have them at Como Zoo.
So there's that. Good. Okay. We did see a sloth.
Sloths are all right.
We did catch the seal show, or the live seal and sea lion show.
Sure.
And then rather than let the kids loose in the souvenir shop, which seemed bad plan-like shaped. We got them some of those little, like, instant plastic mold sea lions to commemorate having seen the show.
Oh, right. Yeah, one of those.
The Moldoramas.
Yeah. Do they still have those?
Yes.
My God.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of those in ages.
Holy fuck. Yeah, the kids actually had a choice between several different ones. Yeah. Yeah.
That's more impressive. They chose the seal. It still works.
Yeah. And it smells like burning plastic, which, my childhood.
Well, yes, they absolutely do. But
because it contains...
Because it's a molder.
Burning plastic.
Yeah. I mean, that was basically just the 80s,
It's 40 years old. I'm amazed it still works.
Right?
That's...
It's pretty great.
I'm impressed.
And we saw penguins, and I knew some penguin facts that I got to relay to these kids. But yeah, we had a great time. But I also reflected very much on my own youth, because the smallest child has, my level of autism, and didn't listen to anything and had to be like physically moved from place to place, and then was it like
retained nuggets of knowledge, but not what they wanted you to remember.
Well, and so we ended up playing video games, and this kid was like, "Oh, I can move these controller pieces over to this other controller," and I said, "Yes, but please don't." And they said, "Right, but I want to move these over to this because I will like the." And I was like, "That's great, but it's not your controller. It's my controller, and I would appreciate if you didn't do that." but it fits on the and just a whole conversation. And the thing is, I fully relate to this kid.
As far as how difficult would it have been to put it back?
Middling.
Okay.
But
I just, at what point do you just give in?
After I've said no, never.
You don't.
That's yeah. No, that's yeah. That's a good point.
But. Like, we said no to Dippin' Dots ice cream, although okay. It is the future. You know, yes. It's the ice cream yes. of the future. Mm-hmm. We said no to Dippin' Dots, but they dropped it.
Okay. Okay.
And they let it go. Like, we got a couple of wistful looks as we walked sure, past. Yeah.
I just, but at a certain, for a, sometimes
for a
you need
6-year old,
to, sometimes you need mm-hmm. to just.
That's,
go yeah. with it, yeah.
But agreed.
Sure.
And definitely if I was spending 24 hours a day with this kid, probably.
Okay, okay.
And then, but we stopped at a Dairy Queen.
Not on trying the, to second guess
not
your
at all.
Choices.
No, I appreciate your input on it. We stopped at a Dairy Queen on the way home, and it is the joy of my life to watch somebody do the mental math on something. Because we stopped, and Jax was like, "Oh yeah, I'll get. We're just getting dilly bars. I'll grab those. Yeah, they're ordering and paying and that kind of stuff." And I was like, "Cool, I'll get a table. That's helpful. I'll grab a place for us to sit." And they were like, "Oh, I just thought we would eat in the," and then trailed off for a second because the rest of that sentence was their brand new car. And they were like, I just thought we would eat in the. Yeah, a table would be great. Yeah.
Let's... I mean, it's going to get messy eventually.
Yeah, but
not
you don't
like
have
little
to push
kid
it.
With a dilly bar messy. That's a different level of messy. They're not our kids. That's.
There's, yeah, it's not. If there aren't yeah. frequently kids in the car.
Exactly.
And you have the opportunity.
I make my car way messy than any kid has, so I'm okay.
Right, but that's your privilege yeah, as no, an adult yeah. and the owner of that car.
I am so, privileged,
but
thank
then
you.
That is also extremely true.
I am aware, gentlemen.
So, after we hung out with these kids for like 5-6 hours and handed them back, we enjoyed a child-free hug afterward and went to a brewery. Yeah. Which, yes. Yeah.
Atta boy.
Yeah, so we went
now
to
you're speaking my language.
We went to Wandering Leaf.
I have to be clear. My brain is still back on the controller's story. Okay. Because I'm like, I've seen you do this with my stuff before. Uh-huh. And I was just like,
uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing uh-huh. where, like, in my head, it makes complete sense.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I want to do is possible, and it doesn't...
It even seems like the right thing to do.
Yeah, right.
No, yeah.
And especially as a kid, it is a behavior I have mm-hmm. had to mostly unlearn.
And I deal with my son
right.
daily.
Yep.
And so, like, this kid would be like, oh, but I... What I want is to put that on there. And I'm like, I understand
mm-hmm.
that is what you want. I have heard you. I understand your desire
yeah.
for it to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes no is the answer and you have to be okay with it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
Yeah. We bought you toys. We bought you ice cream. I'm playing video games with you. That has to be good enough.
Yeah. But I'm just going to be hanging on to that little... nugget of what happened yeah. there. And
she's going to spring it on you when you least expect it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of going to see the animals and stuff, have you seen that the new sky walkway has opened at the Minnesota Zoo?
Oh, what used to be the monorail track.
Yeah.
Monorail.
I haven't been
monorail.
To Minnesota Zoo in quite a while.
Yeah, the monorail shut down, what, 20 years ago or whatever it is?
Yeah.
15 years ago?
I was about to say, I know I was on the monorail, so...
It's somewhere in... Yeah. It's somewhere in the...
It had to be...
It's the kissing disease, after all.
Middle to distant future. Or past.
Yeah.
Time is not linear.
Not too distant future?
Yes. That's,
okay.
That's what I said. Time is not linear. there used to be a monorail at the Minnesota Zoo, and then the monorail shut down between 10 and 20 years ago. And now they've turned the elevated... rail into a walkway that you can walk through the zoo and
right.
see the animals from above. It's pretty cool.
Huh?
Nice.
I really can't wait to see it.
I mean, and you'll get to burn calories while doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Oh, but win, I love a win. Monorail.
Monorail.
In a monorail. I don't know where I was going what? With this.
Okay, whatever.
You know what?
Hey, James.
You know what? All right.
James, do you have $10?
Not on me.
Okay. Can you get $10?
Is there a... particular reason?
Yeah.
I'm yes. going with Haunted House Muppets, that, am I right?
For that, I can.
I have a t-shirt I want to buy for Joe.
Yeah.
Aw, shit.
Yeah.
Do I want to know about this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you probably do.
Look at the shirt you're wearing.
Yes.
I want to... Jenna's wearing a Dr. Pepper shirt.
I am.
I want to buy Joe a Kahlua shirt.
Oh, my God.
It's good. It's really good, isn't it?
The thing that I enjoy most about it is that they're... At first, they will probably wear them together on purpose.
Yep.
And then...
Every so often, accidentally.
And then after that, the joy of it happening accidentally.
Here's the thing. Joe and I accidentally match colors all the time.
That seems right.
Like...
You have similar aesthetics.
Yeah.
We what do a surprise. Have similar
And Joe's
aesthetics.
Got kind of an autumn palette. It works.
Okay. So anyway, it is unlikely that we would wear those together on purpose, but it is much more likely we would wear them together on accident.
Even if you don't actually wear them together, the fact that you both would own them would be enough.
I mean,
for
there
me.
Is that. Mm-hmm. There is that. Dr. Tiki.
Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki.
We're going to take a break.
Yay.
And we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Do you remember the telegram?
The one from Clue?
Kind of, actually.
Singing telegrams, yes.
Yeah.
We
I was a singing Valentine.
Your singing telegram.
I never get to use that one. So. Yeah.
I was in show choir in high school and we were singing Valentines.
Aww, that's adorable.
Yeah, I got chased out of a speech class for doing that.
A singing Valentine?
Yes.
High five.
Yeah,
and we're back. I'm Salsa.
Fuck. Fuck. I'm James.
Okay, thank you, and I'm Jenna. We did it so well the first time around.
Yeah, seriously, James. Come on, now finish your story.
You just had to stumble on your laughter. Yep.
God damn it.
God.
Yeah.
Be professional.
We were...
asshole.
I am a professional asshole.
Yes,
that's
thank
true.
You.
Yeah, right.
You work at a Ren Faire.
That's true.
Yeah.
Finish your story.
So,
I'm going to distract him somewhere.
We knocked on the door. Nobody answered.
What door?
To the door speech classroom. Power.
Okay.
That's so fucking funny. Thank you.
So there was one at the door and two at the chandelier?
We opened the
door. No, there was the one door. At the chandelier. It was...
Oh, two at the door and one at the chandelier. Okay.
And it was full of fucking people, so we didn't know why no one had answered the door. And we said, hey, is so-and-so in here? And the teacher, who I knew from my speech classes... said,
wait,
no.
Hold on. You knew it from speech classes, and this was a speech class. Story's coming together. So
he
far
said,
checks out.
Get the fuck out of my classroom. We're busy. And I was, all right, well, okay.
Who are you doing these singing telegram Valentine's?
Like one of the students of the...
Yeah. No, I mean, like, what group were you with that you were doing this? Or, okay, cool, your choir did
that.
Okay.
I thought James was just doing it randomly.
I was
randomly.
Just like, yes. Was it just you or the whole choir? Like,
yeah, no, this was in November. He was just going around doing singing like Valentine's.
Hey, I could use $5.
Only you can make... all this world seem right.
Oh. Look, I'll give you like $1. I'll give you $5 if you just go away.
Look.
Oh, damn.
I've made a shitload of money that way.
I know you
quite
have.
Quite literally.
Yes.
But it is time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Fast Five. I was drinking, goddammit. Now I'm mad.
That's your fault.
You're the one that gave me booze, asshole.
Yes.
So whose fault is it?
Yours. You're the woman.
I was saying booers. Yeah. Before you do that, can you do a favor for me and let me step out of the blast radius? I don't want to be an accessory to murder.
Misogyny.
Somebody needs to go see the Barbie movie.
Twice.
I haven't even seen it, and I'm just like, somebody needs to go see
I'm just
Barbie.
Picturing that scene from Clockwork Orange with the eyes, like, peeled back, watching the Barbie movie.
Yes. Although now I've got Robot Chicken in my head. But because the intro thing had the eyes open.
Oh, yeah, it did.
But
yeah.
But all of this stuff was, like, various things. But sometimes they have, like, actual, like, Barbie dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That they used as people.
Ah,
so,
now
yeah.
The stories all coming together.
Yeah, uh-huh. No story checks out.
Mm-hmm. See? I pay attention to culture shit.
It's a conspiracy.
With aluminum foil.
Question number one. God. Oh, wait, no, we haven't gotten that far yet. Today's Fast Five. Today's Fast Five comes to us from... High School Famous.
Oh,
yay,
shit.
Those guys. Oh, hi, High School Famous. I miss you.
So, what,
we should hang out again sometime. Although
Shane and Muck?
Wow. Wow.
Anyway, opening thoughts.
All right.
Samordinlap edition.
Oh.
Samordinlap?
Samordinlap.
Oh.
Which is palindrome backwards.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Palindromes, I should say. Palindromes.
Yeah. Oh, plural.
Yeah.
I suppose.
All right.
Because it starts with an S.
Oh, this is good.
Or ends with it.
Ready?
Ooh.
Question number one. Emit or time?
Oh,
I'm about
classes.
This already.
Oh, no, I'm really enjoying this so far already. Yep.
Emit or time. I've never timed a fart.
I have. It wasn't mine.
Oh, we know you were married to Bill.
I was going to say, have you met Bill?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely the guy who would say time this fart.
Holy fuck.
100%, I can see it happening. Emit or time?
Well, Jessa did declare me a time wizard, so...
Oh. Someone else has said that I'm a time wizard.
One of my... I think they mean different things, because Jessa calls me a time wizard because of how I do project management.
Oh, yeah.
And how I estimate time, like, to a fucking T.
Yes, okay,
very
different.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Do you...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Emit the first thing that pops into your head, or do you take the time to collect your thoughts?
Oh, I love giving a well thought out response.
Yeah,
the thing is that I think so fast that it just looks like I'm emitting.
But okay, so I just blurt shit out. I'm going to emit.
I know that you do.
I know. So, look, I don't think about what I'm saying.
why the fuck did I say because she's a woman just 5 minutes ago? That was a terrible joke. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, he thinks it's a joke.
Now I feel like I'm mad at you for some reason. Did you, are you? Excuse me, James.
I need to go see the Barbie movie.
Are women just a joke to you, James?
I mean, sometimes.
I mean, that's true.
You don't want to, like, overly idolize women. That's another form of objectification, and I'm not
absolutely
for that.
Not.
What?
This is a shockingly good conversation that we're having.
If I'm going to objectify a woman, it's going to be in bed.
Right.
So, never.
Exactly.
I get it.
I'm married.
Oh.
All right.
Jesus. Yeah, I'm going to go time. Barbie movie.
Also, worst catchphrase ever.
Yeah. I don't think your CW show
no,
is taking
this is
off.
Gonna catch
well,
on.
I was actually going to say he's playing Whose Line Is It Anyway? And he just ended up with the worst fucking superhero.
The salsa action figure when you pull the cord on his back. Ha ha, misogyny.
I don't think he's supposed to swallow that sword, but he's going to.
I was just about to say, taken out of context, it's really bad. And then I realized, even in context,
yeah.
It's pretty
yeah,
bad.
It's not
pretty
better.
Bad.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. You're lucky that I don't actually get as mad.
Joking envelope.
Yeah. You've somehow couched that all right.
I am
don't push your fucking rock.
I am
but
straining.
It's like a free couch.
Yeah, I am yeah. Straining the boundaries of this
really
joke.
Oh, God.
All right.
Actually, you're probably lucky Joe's just worn me down. That's probably what it is. Let's be real.
I should get that guy a shirt.
Yeah. God damn it. Okay. Yeah, I'm going time.
Yep.
I'll say a mitt.
Okay. Question number two. Reward or drawer? I like a reward.
I like rewards,
too.
Do you want the instant payout?
Or
do you want it later? Do you want to put it aside, save it up, and then get the larger payout later?
I'm all about instant gratification.
I'm not We've surprised met. At this at all.
All right. Yeah.
I will do things for rewards. I'm not above it.
I'll say...
I mean, we all know this about you, Salsa.
I will say drawer.
I jumped in a lake for a week just to get a patch, okay? Like,
if I was in school, my devices would get taken away from me and put in a drawer.
Punishment versus reward.
As opposed to just like getting time to use my tablet or
so
screen
the
time
stick,
or something.
Not the carrot.
Yeah, I'm kind of an idiot.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about my childhood.
Literal stick, literal carrot.
Literal stick, no carrot.
No.
Oh, honey, it was bad.
I need to see your one woman show.
Yeah. So anyway, oh God. Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, given my context, I would definitely go reward.
Okay.
Given your context, that would definitely be a drawer type situation.
Drawer type situation is my concept album.
Ooh.
Your Mastodon cover album.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Excellent.
The band, not the shitty fucking social media.
I think I'm gonna go reward for none of the context earlier provided. Okay. I think that you catch more flies with honey. And it is easier to have conversations with people and
I like honey.
With more positive stuff.
Catch more flies with a bug zapper, I think.
You kill more flies with a bug zapper.
What are you catching them for? To train them?
Yes.
Oh.
How else are you going to get your flea circus filled up?
Question number three.
Finally, something we can all agree on.
Gums.
Oh.
Or.
Smug.
Smegma. Oh, different.
Salsa is smug. That's just.
I am smug.
And that's true.
You're very smug.
Well, gums would be a like a smile.
Yeah.
Like, are you more? Do you smile at things, or are you smug?
I laugh at fucking everything. So I guess I'll go gums.
When you achieve something, are you genuinely happy, or are you smug that you did it? Is it more like a look? I did this thing and you didn't, or is it I did a thing?
That's good context, and we should go with that.
Yeah.
The problem is that when I achieve something, I've already expected that I'm going to achieve it, and so it's just another.
It's just done.
Yeah, it's another Tuesday for me, is what that is.
Oh my god! You're spreadsheeting on your own parade.
So Jenna is going with smug.
Yeah. Thank
that
you.
Seems correct.
Yeah.
She actually budgeted an amount of smugness for this interaction, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was able to estimate that earlier.
It's Tuesday, so 1/52nd of a year. I'm going with
gums.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to go with gums. Question number four. Regal or
lager?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going lager.
We know.
I don't even like lager, but I'm taking over Regal.
What do we think?
Fucking hoity-toities.
Crown Royale. It's kind of Regal. Mm-hmm.
That's fair. We have discovered, and the reason that I've been laughing every time Salsa talks about any vacation anywhere, is that Salsa accidentally, by happenstance, stumbles over a brewery everywhere he stops.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. This isn't.
Yeah. It's not news.
No, this is a known.
Yeah. It's. Yeah.
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 Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Regal.
Okay.
I'll go
Fits
lager.
With the smug. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to keep up appearances, you know?
Mm. One must keep up appearances.
Exactly.
I'd rather agree about something over a drink with somebody than dictate to them how they must behave.
Oh. Bitch, please. Have you met me? He said Tate.
He said Tate. Dick taint.
Oh my god.
He gurgled.
You touched my dick.
He didn't even snort. He gurgled.
I'm never going to be able to hear the word dictate the same way. It will always be. And I made sure to enunciate that correctly as I was saying it. Because in my brain, it's already dictate.
Yep.
I am unhappy.
You enunciated
with
the dictate?
No, I enunciated the dictate.
Make sure she wrapped her tongue around that dictate.
Actually, there was a lot of teeth involved. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So anyway.
Lager. Question number five. Denier.
Okay.
Or.
I can't do this one.
Reined.
Uh-huh. Oh.
R-E-I-N-E-D.
Okay. Like to rein in. To direct as by reins.
To reign with reins, yes, like a horse.
Yes.
As opposed to rule from on high.
Yes.
Which would be R-E-I-G-N.
Oh. Well, I'm out.
You can't be. It's a fast five.
I'm out.
So you're a denier.
I'm a denier.
Oh.
Well, all right then.
I see what you did there.
I grew up on a horse farm, so reined.
I also didn't. I didn't grow up on a horse farm, but I grew up on a farm, and so I reined. Yeah, I go with that. All right. And now that was really good. I really enjoyed this one.
That's
Question
number one. Let us find out how this works. All right. Question number one: emit or time.
How do you see yourself? Someone who focuses more on emitting creativity slash energy and relies on others to manage your time. Emit. Mm. Someone who focuses more on managing the time of those that are not strong in that area. No, we totally nailed this one.
Oh, God, I have an entire fucking...
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You've got a second one-woman show entirely about us.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That would be a terrible. Long, painful show. Nobody would watch that,
yeah.
I mean, I have just... When people are like, okay, so you do, like, project management and, like, both your professional and your personal life? Yes. Mm-hmm. With artists?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? I make it work.
This. Yeah. So Abby Dabb is one of the booth managers, mm-hmm. and she also manages preschool kids.
Yep.
And that's not same different.
Yep. It's the exact same thing.
Oh, no, it is different. Preschool kids are easier to manage.
Give them a juice box and a nap.
Don't have swords.
Yes.
That's
I want a juice box
drinking
and a nap.
Problems. Well, yeah.
Well, they might have problems drinking their juice box.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, nailed number one.
Yeah.
Question number two, reward or drawer. Would you rather win a symbol that simply displays your achievement, such as a trophy?
Oh.
Okay.
Or win a prize that is useful in everyday life.
Useful.
Drawer. Ah. It's a stretch, and we make no apologies.
Oh, not at all.
Nor should you. I really like
drawer.
This one. I'm switching to drawer.
Yeah. I want some. Well, I mean, I like things that are both fashionable and functional.
Well, you do have a trophy with a rubber orangutan.
I do.
Functional.
It is functional because yes. I threaten you with it often.
That's very true. It keeps us from being murdered also sometimes.
Jenna with the trophy in the lab.
Yes.
Correct. Now I want to make clue cards of that.
Do it.
We could sell coasters of those clue cards.
All right. Come up with a design. We'll pop it on.
Okay.
Yep. coming soon to a store near you.
Yes.
To a store on the internet.
Which is near you because it's on your phone.
Yeah. There was one year for the company that we all worked at back when I worked at it. We got the Christmas present thing, like sure. little gifty thing. Thanks for working at the company kind of thing. And it was mm-hmm. just in this table full of them, and with these pens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it had the company logo on it, and a lot of people were like, really? This is our Christmas present, is a pen with a logo on it?
Bring on the pen.
Here's the deal. So I took one, because, uh-huh. you know, whatever. A lot of people didn't.
All right.
It had a USB flash drive in the top.
One of those, I've seen
and
those.
Nobody oh. knew. And then somebody figured it out.
And suddenly they were going thing.
Suddenly everybody was like, oh, I didn't get one. I was like, yeah. I grabbed it.
Yeah.
Because it was a free thing.
Yeah, anything like, free is worth saving up for.
Yeah. Function. I'm for it.
Same.
One of the things I really appreciate about the place I work now is the, like, branded swag that we get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is, like, a backpack.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, like, useful
and,
shit.
Like, we got one of these... USB charger splitter things and like headphones and stuff like that branded. It's like, yes, more of this. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Love that shit.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely. If it's usable, I want it.
I mean, I will also take the pretty shiny thing, but I'd prefer the functional
I would
one.
Absolutely prefer the, yeah.
I prefer one that does, that's both functional and fashionable. But
the year that we had the fidget spinners for mm-hmm. Die Laughing was the fucking best.
You're fucking welcome.
Yeah. Like, that was amazing.
I don't remember whose idea it was, but I made sure that one fucking
that was
happened.
So mm-hmm.
like
fucking
when
good.
We were doing I'm like, nope, that is fucking solid.
Uh-huh.
We're doing this
100%.
Yeah.
All right. Question number three. Gums or smug? When posing for a photo,
Oh.
Do you sport the traditional big smile as a result of saying cheese? Oh. Or do you make an odd or more serious face?
I make surprise faces.
I do.
Look, I make an odd face, but that's just my fucking face, all right?
I just do the smile, and it comes off as not a smile because I don't smile well when it's not genuine. Like, if I'm genuinely having a good time, I will smile. No. But if somebody's like, smile, I'm like,
yeah, and then you get the crazy eyes to go with it, and it's just like, no, and absolutely.
I can't.
I am more myself in front of a camera when I'm playing with my face.
But I'm no good. People are like, make a silly face, and I'm like, smile.
That's pretty silly.
I don't like being.
Yeah.
I don't like posing for a picture.
Yeah.
I really don't. Yeah. I did some modeling way back in the day.
Like being in photos.
30 fucking years ago.
Unless I'm photobombing somebody.
I do like the photo.
Then I love it.
But like, there's a way to be comfortable doing photos.
I just don't like
modeling shoots and stuff. It's a little different environment, but it's still kind of the same concepts. I still, even after doing all of that for so long and learning how to relax the face and put everything in the right places, I still feel weird about it.
Yeah. We had a big event at work, and one of the guys on my team, his dad is actually a photographer, and he had him come in and do headshots for everyone on the team for our company, like website for the portal profile pictures and stuff like that. And I hate my picture because I just have this weird look on my face because I don't know how to pose.
So what you're saying is a photographer was like, be natural, and then you did, and then you get a weird picture?
If a photographer took my picture and didn't tell me they were taking a picture, I would probably look better than somebody.
You'd probably be more relaxed. Yeah. Nope.
So.
Anyway.
Gums. I can't do that casual, like, thing that people do so well in pictures.
You listeners at home just missed something real spectacular.
Well, they heard it.
It was a 1 second replay of the novelty parody song White Girls and Gang Signs from the early 2000s.
I don't know that one, but that's totally right.
Yeah.
Yes, this is correct.
Question number four, Regal or Lager?
Okay.
Would you rather the attendees of your funeral come dressed in their nicest to mourn you quietly and formally, or be more relaxed attire, tap the keg, and celebrate your life in a wild party environment? That one.
Probably that one. Like, we were talking about this earlier, and I'm like, I'll be dead. I don't care. Yeah. Whatever you need to do, just fucking do it. I'll be dead. I don't care.
If people need to cry, by all means, cry. Otherwise, tap that fucking keg.
Yeah.
Drink the mead.
Yeah. I honestly want people to tell great stories, especially just ones about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want people to get fucking smashed, light my funeral pyre, somebody's going to stumble into it and get burns on their hands, and have a fucking party and tell people, like, yeah, this scar, I got this at my friend's birthday. Their birthday, but a funeral.
Funeral.
That would be your anti-birthday.
That would absolutely be, yeah.
A very merry anti-birthday.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, I won't care. I'll be dead. Have a whatever you need to do.
Fucking Irish wake, Viking funeral, whatever for me.
Well, it's a lot better than the Viking wake and Irish funeral that I had. Jesus.
Is it though? Because
I think they're pretty similar.
Pretty similar.
There's going to be a lot of meat involved either way.
Either way, there'll be a lot of drinking and possibly some back alley fucking. back alley fucking in both ways that is. Not me.
Wow.
Not me. But other people.
I have more concerns. We should just go to the next one.
I'll be dead.
Back alley fucking in a back alley is
okay,
what I'm saying.
Okay, I guess I do have something.
What I'm saying is they're drunk and they missed.
I just...
That's not...
The alley?
Question number five.
Question number five. Denier or rain?
God damn it.
Are you someone who...
You have the contest.
I just read. I'm starting.
I love it because this happens so often where one of you like pauses to, I don't know, take a breath or something, and the other one's like, why aren't you talking yet? You both do this to each other, and I'm just giggling.
No, I'm just getting revenge.
Oh.
Why aren't you talking, James?
Look, I've been told.
As are you someone who ignores no. all flaws,
oh.
is unapologetically themselves, and everyone should accept you for who you are, and there's no need to change.
Denier.
Or someone who is actively working on yourself to grow, improve, alter your behavior, demeanor for the sake of those around you, yourself reigned.
Reigned.
Do you see an argument for both?
No.
I do.
Absolutely see an argument for both.
I think it is important to be able to accept who you are and where you're at.
Sure.
I think that, honestly, I don't think you can grow and change until you accept where you're at. Otherwise, you're just throwing darts blindfolded, okay. hoping that you can make a change. It's a part of that whole, you can't fix a problem without knowing what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know who you are, you don't know what the problems are. You can't fix it. If you're just like, well, there's something wrong, so I'm going to try slapping this thing over here to get it done, it's not going to be effective.
I am very literally wearing my Apple technician shirt at the moment, and I was not like this, but I guarantee that several of my coworkers solved problems by accident.
Yeah, broken clock twice a day.
But,
yeah, but that's not fixing a thing. That's stumbling across an accident of a thing happening.
I agree.
Right?
There's a difference. Yeah.
I think that if you don't have enough confidence in yourself to know who you are and where you want to be, anything else you do can often be a way to try to find that confidence rather than finding the confidence and the comfortability with who you are.
But especially the description of denier at the beginning strikes me as the kind of thing that I hear, the sort of attitude that people give off when they are the problem.
Often.
You know, like, I'm just going to tell you the truth, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it, and if you can't handle that, then, you know, that's your problem, not mine. That's some shit people say when they... love being cruel to be kind.
No, I definitely have met those people. you know.
What a surprise.
I don't even pretend. Yeah. But, I mean, I had another point to this. Fuck, what was it?
Sorry.
But, like, there's also, what in that second part, it was like, you know, always changing, but there was something about, like, to appeal to those around you, and that
For the sake of those around you,
you still need to be taking care of yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
You should change for you.
Agreed.
Not for other people.
Yes.
So, I have the benefit of being able to read these words, but I am... unapologetically myself, but who I am is someone who is actively working on myself to grow and improve and alter myself.
Yep.
Yes. In the ways that you two have described it, I can see the argument for both. You know, por que no los dos. But in the way that I encounter it, for me, personally, most often in the wild.
Yeah.
I'm going to say there can be extremes either way.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's the thing, because it aggravates me to no end, and I'm not looking at anybody here, when people trip over themselves.
Martyr themselves, one might say.
Possibly martyr themselves.
Narrator. She definitely was looking at someone.
It's just, I would rather somebody just said, no, I can't do that thing, or whatever, than try to rearrange and readjust and sometimes make a bigger problem than there needs to be. And this part isn't focused on you. This is...
Oh, I thought this was the part that was very focused on you.
I mean, about to say, this sounds very specifically.
Yeah.
No. Okay,
this is, these examples are very specific.
She wasn't intending to make this about you, but it's about you.
No, I was actually, I had started thinking about another person as I was talking about this, and I was like, yeah, they do these things.
I'm sorry, and I'll change.
He'll never get it. No, my point is that extremes on either side are just shitty.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Salsa's middle ground is exactly where I want to be in life. So, yeah.
I don't think I want to be anywhere near Salsa's middle ground.
I mean, I don't
want to
be near Salsa's middle ground. Okay, you're right. I should.
You mean like
that
my
back.
Dictate?
God fucking. I am sad. I am very unhappy with this. I am currently questioning all of the decisions that have led me to this exact moment in my life.
So you're now more rained than...
Oh, I'm still real fucking proud and happy in who I am and fuck off and die. But, like...
I was just impressed that Jenna was agreeing with me. But then dictate.
So, like, Salsa, I thought we were having a nice moment where we were actually sharing a thing. I thought that, you know, we had finally, after 13 years of podcasting together, we were able to come together.
I mean, depending on what you're doing with this dictate.
Like two legs.
He might come too soon.
There's a foundation. The foundation, like two legs, where they meet.
Anyway, thank you for ruining that moment that we were
You're
sharing.
You're welcome.
Oh, don't it's be crotchety.
Nope. And they're dead again. I just don't know what's so funny. Like, I know they're easily amused, but I mean, I heard it. I heard what James said. I want to be clear, audience. I know what he thinks is funny. I also think he's wrong. And
I'm sorry.
You guys good? There's you a need bit... a cigarette now or what?
There's a bit of a crack in my facade.
Is that what the kids are calling it now?
God damn it. Hey, high school famous, are you guys looking for a third co-host? Because I might need to switch. If I could just, you know, come hang out with you guys for a bit.
Yeah, prepare to have your podcast improved.
You good?
And scene.
Okay.
Closing thoughts.
Yeah.
This Fast Five is remarkable, and you don't deserve it.
I agree.
I mean, fair. Yeah.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. Click Submit, you're done. It's that easy. And then we'll make a big thing about it.
None of this shit happens.
Yeah, seriously, your Fast Five does not need to be this well-crafted bit of poetry. You can kind of slap shit poetry, in there, and yeah, we'll make a big thing about
it. We will find something stupid to say about it, guaranteed. Whether we try to or not.
Perineum.
The stage... with the curtains? Is that a thrust?
The stage with the curtains? Excuse me, what?
Not, you know, the perineum.
Proscenium, you dumb fuck.
Proscenium. And it does, almost all stages have some form of curtain. It's about the shape of the stage, not the dressing. You
know, no, that was, well, James, I applaud your ability to stop my laughter. Does anybody have done. He was able to shut that down real quick. Does anybody have any shout outs?
I have a shout out. I need to give a huge shout out to all of the Fringe technicians.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my god, this is their week of awful. This they're doing like 3 4-hour techs a day right now.
Wow. Tech week times four. Fuck!
Yeah. They are the living embodiment of tech week. They are everything you never wanted. You think tech week's bad when you have to go in just on the evenings.
Yeah. No,
they are doing full ass fucking days.
Yep.
And
for 3 or 4 different producers and directors and actors. Yeah. Oh,
like,
no, thank you.
Each venue has 11 shows. And they're teching 11 shows. They started yesterday, and they will be teching until it's all done for open. Fringe opens on Thursday, so yeah.
Ooh. I don't use the word hero very often.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Outside of sandwich shops.
Right.
I don't even use them that often in sandwich shops.
But no, absolute shout out. And a special extra one to Alex and Jenny. They were fantastic to work with. And they're wonderful human beings. And we, like I said, we got that down. Nice. So.
Excellent. My shout out goes to Abby Dab. Happy birthday.
Yay, happy birthday.
Sweetie Pie, you're adorable. And I hope you had a wonderful birthday. And I hope that you have wonderful birthdays forever.
All right. I'm going to, much on those veins, I'll give a shout-out to my wife and her sister. Happy birthday. I love you both immensely. You're wonderful people. I'm glad to be part of your family. And also to my son, who, as I said earlier, got an award because he was all smart about nature and also the green belt in Kung Fu and all that other stuff. He's really, really proud of that, kid.
Oh, yeah.
Good on.
Excellent.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
Anybody outside of me? Because I definitely have a thing to plug.
No, I'll be at Minnesota Renaissance Festival, whatever.
Same.
Yeah. Okay, all Jenna.
All right. This is it. On Thursday, on Friday we open, actually. The Fringe starts on Thursday. But.
Slacker.
My Only Hope for a Hero by Duck Washington. Local theater maker Duck Washington, Caucasian Aggressive Pandas and Other Mulatto Tales, and Finger Looking Good, returns to the Fringe with his one-person exploration of bravery and cowardice in this ever-changing world. Does Duck have it what it takes to be a hero? Does anyone?
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun. Performing at the Southern, Friday the 4th at 5:30, Saturday the 5th at 2:30, Monday the 7th at 10:30, Friday the 11th at 7, and it's Sunday the 13th at 8:30. Directed by Jenna Young. Presented by Rogue Gallery Arts. I have got to say, I am always honored to be working with Duck. And this fucking show is just incredible. I would encourage everyone to go see this. This is a show that is built for everyone. Everyone can take something from this.
Yeah.
There is laughter. There is tears. They will happen. You will be made to feel maybe a little uncomfortable in the right ways. Maybe a little right in the uncomfortable ways. So, and I actually mean that. It's a real good show, and I've talked before about how when I'm working with Duck on his autobiographical stuff, it's mostly the Duck show, and I'm just there to provide like an outsider perspective, and maybe make some suggestions. But like, I am. I once described it as Doc paints the picture, and I just put a frame on it. And I am always just delighted that he likes the frames that I put on his pictures. So come see it. And come see my frame.
Do that thing.
Yeah. That's it. That's what I got.
Mm-hmm. All right. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye. Love you. Bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this thing. Thank you so much to the high... not the high five. The High School Famous.
Wow. How dare you,
I've been drinking. Don't even start. High School Famous.
Just spiked it for everybody. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Much like the High School Punch.
The High Punch 5 School
Famous.
High School Famous for sending in that fantastic
fast five. Really good.
It was delightful.
You should all go listen to their podcast as well.
Yeah.
What else? On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I...
Just go ahead.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit. We've got it on tape.